Peter Schweizer, Hunter Biden made a deal with China that nobody else has. By Joshua Kaplan on September 24, 2019. Appearing Monday on the Fox News Channel with Sean Hannity, Breitbart News senior contributor and Secret Empires author Peter Schweizer elaborated on the troubling circumstances surrounding Hunter Biden's business dealings in China and Ukraine, noting that his $1.5 billion private equity deal with the Bank of China remains unprecedented in the investment world. A transcript is as follows. John Solomon, while talking to senior U.S. diplomats today, overseas in Europe, I learned that on April 22, 2014, less than 3 weeks before the Burisma Holdings announced that Hunter Biden was joining their board, Vice President Joe Biden met with the Prime Minister of Ukraine. And in that meeting, according to a transcript, which I obtained tonight, Joe Biden specifically encouraged the Ukrainians to expand natural gas production with the help of Americans coming to the country. He set up the exact scenario that Hunter Biden just a few weeks earlier cashed in on. Sean Hannity, whoa, this now takes things to a whole new level. Because now, he's basically doing the bidding for his own son's wealth creation. Maybe even his son would share with his father. Solomon, those are the questions that Ukrainians are trying to answer back in 2016 before the prosecutor was fired, Sean. And they never got to the bottom of that. But I do think the evidence that the Ukrainians possess and would like to give to the U.S. Justice Department, it's sitting there to be handed over. Someone from the Justice Department could pick it up tomorrow. Hannity, you also broke the story how Ukraine wanted to get us specific information about. Solomon, yes. Hannity, the Democratic National Committee. The Democrats, looking for Ukraine to help interfere in the 2016 elections. Tell us about that. Solomon, that's right. Yes, listen, the former ambassador to Ukraine. Ambassador Shali, excuse me, the former Ukrainian ambassador to the United States. Ambassador Shali told me on the record, in a statement that in the spring of 2016, a Democratic National Committee aide came to him, a contractor, and asked him to do two things. One, to turn over any intelligence they have in their intelligence files linking Donald Trump or Paul Manafort to Russia. And two, when Ukraine's president came to visit the United States later in the year, in the middle of that 2016 election, they wanted him to make a statement. Hannity, oh, wait a minute. Solomon, yes. Hannity, well, so the Democrats were looking to get the Ukrainians to interfere in our elections. Solomon, before they were against it, they appeared to have been for it. Peter Schweizer, yes, that's right, Sean. I mean, what you see here is a pattern that emerged during the Obama administration. Joe Biden became point person to two countries, in particular, Ukraine and in China. And in both cases, his son cashed in. Ukraine, we've talked about, he was basically getting $83,000 a month as part of his consulting fee for Burisma, this corrupt energy company. In China, he travels with his father in December of aboard Air Force Two. While his father is meeting with Chinese officials, Hunter Biden is doing we don't know what. But the evidence becomes clear because 10 days after they return to Washington, his small boutique investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, gets a $1 billion deal. That's $1 billion with a B, later expanded to $1.5 billion. And that deal is with the Chinese government. It's a deal that nobody else has in China. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, nobody. Hannity, so, this is 14 days after he flew with his dad on Air Force Two. Schweizer, yes. Hannity, and well, can you confirm that he had no prior experience with Ukraine, oil, gas, or energy? Did he have any experience with China or private equity? Because I would think Goldman Sachs or one of the big banks would probably be a better candidate. Schweizer, yes, I think they would, Sean. No background in China. He's limited in private equity, was very limited. It was a hedge fund he was involved in with his uncle James Biden that ended up with massive lawsuits involving allegations of fraud. So, any experience he has in private equity is certainly not the type that the Chinese would have interested in. And the bottom line here, Sean, is that in both the case of Ukraine and China, we have paper trails. This is not like the Russian dossier, where somebody sort of said this is what happens. I know this is what happened. We have the financial records that Hunter Biden got from Ukraine. John has the ledger from Burisma itself. We know the visits.